The viewpoints expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of WRUU, its license holder, or its staff. You are listening to WRUU LP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM. Hello, and welcome to Taking the Journey Together. We are your hosts, Craig and Sharon Butts.
Thank you for joining us as we explore interpersonal concerns and problems in dating, cohabiting, and marriage. Our relationship stories come from research and personal testimony. Our main focus is on Black American relationships. However, our expanding world has us reaching out to include multicultural relationships as well.
Now, let's get right into our show. Sound good again. It's another Saturday, isn't it, Sharon?
Oh, yeah. I like that. Our intimacy theme. So sort of like a sub theme.
Oh, yeah. Sub theme.
Theme song. Yeah. Oh,
wow. Okay. Well, that's not really our theme.
No,
okay,
no. You said I said sub theme. Okay. Yeah. Yes. No, that's not. That's just going through intimacy.
Well, and because we're still going through the COVID-19, I'm hoping everybody's going through it well. I know some of us have been really itching to get out of the house, even though you can walk out of the house, right, walk around your yard, or like we do, we find a nice, quiet place to walk, and hardly no one's there. Make sure we keep our mask on. You got to mask it up. And we know that there's certain essential businesses are still doing a thing, or, you know, hardworking people in the medical field. We got our truck drivers are still doing things. We've got the people who are making sure that we get our food. All those folks are out there working hard for us, and I might have missed
some
too.
And let's not forget the postal workers.
Yes, the postal workers, man. We hope that they're going to be around, and believe they should be around. I know I worked for the post office years and years ago when I was in my, college days, or I can't remember. But anyway, I worked hard for them and got to see a lot of behind the scene. They really are hardworking people. And we know a lot of diversity people working for the post office, too. So,
yeah.
Hey, we need them with them small stamps. They don't cost that much compared to, I guess, what they do. So we need that. And we want to make sure they're still there. Am I right?
Yes. And make sure that they are able to maintain thriving relationships.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like the way I kicked that in there.
I did. I almost sound like I was selling the post office, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Well, apparently you don't like the post office. And that's what, no, I'm just joking.
Like the post office. The post office is almost like an American icon.
Yeah, it goes way, way back. I mean, mm-hmm. There's a movie they made with the post office.
We
remember?
Don't even want to talk about that one.
You're right. You're right. Okay. So you're right. It's time to move into our thing about relationships.
Yes.
I'm going to put on my relationship voice now. It's going to be nice and deep, and it's going to be ready to give you any and everything you want.
Okay.
Did that really do any good?
Listen. I
sound like a stalker.
And I will go from there into the Taking the Journey Together motto.
Okay, go ahead, babe.
Our motto is, people are going to relate. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what your mother says, what your father says, what your children says, or even what Jesus says. And pardon me, I don't mean to offend anybody with that. But the bottom line is, we are going to relate. Taking the Journey Together believes we should relate in a balanced way. Where on one side of the balancing scale, there's that lover and sexual chemistry connection. And on the other side is the friendship and sharing connection. That means we have to move from the old school thought of we can be lovers, but we can't be friends, or we can be friends, but we can't be lovers. We must make the spiritual transformation to your best friend can be your best lovers. And therefore, you should be able to marry your best friend. Ultimately, we must become spiritual partners.
Spiritual partners. Wow. Hey, that was good. Especially coming from you. You sound so good saying it. Since I'm so busy many times, many saying, thank you for doing that. That was very intimate of you.
Not a problem. Glad to do that.
Where are we going now? Where do we leave off on when it comes to the thriving relationships? We just have been on that for such a long time, talking about all the elements of glue from friendship to companionship to partnership. Then we went into the hot glue portion of honesty, openness, transparency, believable, reciprocity. And now we're just moving
into... Then we did integration, too.
Integration was not really part of the hot glue that I know of. I don't think it was.
No, it wasn't the hot glue, but no. It was part of the glue.
It's one of the glues, but it's not the hot glue. Okay.
Yeah, that came after the hot glue.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. So where are we right now?
Well, now we are into intimacy.
We are into us called intimacy?
Yes, and we are probably closing it out today. This is our third week. It's like a three-parter, intimacy, And it's a good one because that's one of those things that we just have to do forever.
Do forever.
Forever.
Forever. In forever. Order, forever. Ever.
That's exactly forever, what's going to keep ever. It thriving. Ever. Wow. Ever.
I don't think we're going to be around here forever from that particular way things are going now. Oh no, okay, I shouldn't say that.
Seriously. So I want you to be too.
Well, hey, I'll see you in another lifetime.
See you next lifetime.
Oh yeah.
Well, okay. Let's finish this one out first and finish it out strongly. Hey, well,
we're kicking and screaming. I guess we can, dear. I guess we can because that's how we're going to have to roll.
You know. You do what you do.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. So where do you want to talk? I mean, what did we talk about before? We got to the physical part.
Yeah, we finished
bam,
the
bam,
physical.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes,
sexual portion part.
Yeah, we went right through that because that's not the main important part of intimacy.
What was the main important part, babe? Do you remember that at all?
The main important part is being together, doing things together, sharing things, remember we started off with that feeling that we shared, with the wind.
Yeah. I want you to talk about that real quickly because that was that, my mouth went from the mic, but yeah, that was a part that was, we talked about. It was like a journey, the process of journey when it comes to how you feel. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. And that's what intimacy is. It's a definite journey because everything is like a new experience. If you are, you know, if it's an intimate moment or you're being intimate.
Yes.
And that's what it was for us when we experienced that wind as we were walking on our walk a couple of weeks ago. And we were just moving through and, you know, the wind was blowing softly and we were talking. And you were talking. It was really interesting and we were into it. And all of a sudden,
you forgot about me. I was there.
No, I didn't forget about you. I stopped you.
Yes.
You were talking, but this breeze came through, and it didn't chill. It didn't do anything like that. But it almost like blanketed us in its warmth, and it was such a wonderful, encompassing, embracing feeling. I just kind of grabbed your hand and said, "You know, we got to experience this."
Yes. You hushed me down. hushed me down. But it was good.
But it was the time to. And you appreciated it.
I did.
And you reveled in it just the
same. I don't know about the reveling in it, but I did appreciate it. No, I did appreciate it. It was real cool. Yeah.
And it was just really, it was an experience that it was very intimate in the sense that we will both remember that for a long time, and we shared it together.
Exactly.
It's almost like the time we went to the Royal Gorge. That is something that we will never forget. One thing that I'm
looking for you to do again, since you put that together. I think you did that to grab me at the beginning.
I'm sorry, COVID. I had another one in the works, and COVID just killed it.
Well, that was not a good analogy. We should talk to them.
It ended it.
You know, we should talk to them about putting a webcam on that and have it look out the windows and have them do some visual train rides. So you can
virtual
train rides. So you can sit at home and do a virtual train ride. You know what?
And they are just as good. Now, if someone out there is listening
to it, I'm going to remember this and hear, and you're going to make sure that you give us that money that you get out of making that happen. But, that's funny.
But hold on.
What's that?
You know, we're so nerdy that we've been watching some of those train videos
about the trains
around the world and the different trips they take and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I sit there and I'm like, oh, I want to do that. And it would be so nice to share that with you.
Well, we'll have to, look for that again. But in the meantime, we can wish for the virtual one. I want to go back just to keep us on track too, is that it was the feeling that we both shared.
Yeah.
And the importance of being able to share that feeling. So it was a positive feeling. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes in relationships, you have some negative feelings that you both share. Yeah. Arguments, maybe some fights. They're just not just arguments that do happen, or some other things that are uncomfortable that happen. You may call it toxic stuff, but hey, everybody's got some kind of toxicity in this one where they're more and less than others. But anyway, it goes. There's a feeling that's produced out of it.
Exactly.
But we're talking about a feeling of bliss, a warmth, a higher energy. Mm-hmm. And that was something that in turn we certainly remembered. I'm certainly felt that day. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you no doubt about it, as you said, is something that made a strong image on our mind through our senses. Isn't that something that's easy to be forgotten? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was...
That's true intimacy. That is.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Now that we're over with that one.
Yes. And then last week we also talked about spiritual intimacy.
Spiritual intimacy. Mm-hmm. We did?
Yeah, we did.
Well, let's go over that, because I thought we went through that real quickly, probably.
Yeah, we did. It was kind of at the end, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
There is a meaning to the relationship. And then we talked about the African word of Ubuntu, which is I am who I am because of who you are. And then you talked about Sankofa, looking back and bringing up the gem or taking the one good thing out of the negative things and bringing that forward and being able to use that and hang on to that. And that, I think, went along with the part we were talking about forgiveness. Taking the good and using that to get rid of the negative things that have happened to help enforce that intimacy.
Give me an example that you can think of where you knew something in the past that happened, and that thing in the past that happened, you saw something good out of it, and you brought it with you in the present to help you operate in the present. In other words, something as a lesson you learned from before. Can you come up with an example at all?
Oh, gosh, you just put me on the spot.
Yeah, I did.
And that means I've got 9,000 years of searching. That's just what
Mr. Craig does. He puts people on the spot. Because people put me on the spot all the time. Oh, my goodness.
Let me think, there has got to be one I can come up with, because there have been quite a few in my life, but there was a lesson.
Apparently you have not had too many things from your past that you needed to learn from, because you just never anything uncomfortable to anybody.
I did a lot of,
even to your own self. So you cannot drum up anything at all.
I did a lot of uncomfortable things. Goodness. I'm trying to figure out which one I want to.
Oh. Wow. Well, you know, we already burnt 5 minutes off this tape.
I know. But see, I wasn't prepared for that one. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, something that I brought forward.
You learned from it, from the past. Okay.
Yeah, that's something that I learned from. You know, I think part of one of the biggest ones is when I get angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I get angry because someone has done something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and one of the things that I have learned to do is to, you know, look back and think of, okay, what was the lesson? What was I supposed to learn
mm-hmm.
from that anger? Whether it was my anger or the other person's anger,
mm-hmm.
what am I supposed to learn from it? Because if you are involved in a relationship, even if it, no matter whether it's friendship or, you know, marriage, dating, whatever, if uh-huh. you are, you know, even parent and child, if you are engaged in a relationship on some level, if there is anger, it's not one-sided.
Yes.
You know, there is the anger is between you and somebody.
Exactly.
Whether you started or not. And once you get past that anger, mm-hmm. you know, and you start to calm down, because you don't live perpetually in anger. And
yeah, they say some people are angry people at all times.
Yeah, but
sometimes that's a stereotype they would say, too, that they're just angry people, angry black woman or angry black man yeah. or angry whatever. I mean, many times you hear people say that, and it's a stereotype that means they always feel that's how they always are. You know, some people say, well, if you make me angry, that's what you're going to get. But yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And that's true. But, you know, when you have people like that, there's mm-hmm. some hurt that's going on there.
Yeah.
Because they're not just constantly angry about one thing. They're mm-hmm. angry about several different things.
Okay. So let's get the example. I know. I'm sorry. I led us another direction. But yeah. you're going to give us your example.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And so that's generally what I have learned to do is mm-hmm. is step away from it mm-hmm. after the fact and say, okay, what was the lesson? Because it was really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you are in an argument or you're upset with someone, mm-hmm. you know there's a lot of ugliness that come out of it.
Yes.
Because people say things or they do things mm-hmm. or they react in a certain way that they probably regret and you regret.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you look back and you find out what's the thing that it was meant to be. You know, why did it have to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that don't happen just randomly for no reason. As hard as it is for you to admit it and realize mm-hmm. it and accept it, you know that's the case. And so you just have to sometimes be strong enough to deal with it. So that's probably the biggest one that I can come up with right now.
Well,
general.
Yeah, it is.
But
it was very general. It wasn't too specific from that end. But, I mean, hopefully somebody who's out there that's listening to us can, you know, talk to their mate, talk to their partner about some things that they've learned from the mm-hmm. past. And that was a lesson they learned. And it's something they're not going to carry into the future from then. And I think that's important, that we start looking at the things that we do with that kind of, I would say, ultimate observer, which is what I think our spirits are like and who we are. And observe ourselves, not be so observant of, you know, our mates all the time, but observe ourselves mm-hmm. and kind of check on ourselves and see where we are. And I'm talking about from the inside. We talked about
exactly.
before. A thriving relationship has to do with, you know, characteristics and all the stuff that are from the inside. So we check ourselves and see what we basically need to learn from. And I'll be honest with you, I think that when we do that, you will find that every day there is something that's going on that needs to be rechecked, recalibrated, remodulated, reharmonized, whatever you may want to say, when it comes to who you are. The vastness of who you are and what you can do and what you can't do when it comes to the power of choices means you're always going to, in turn, have that adventure challenge from the inside. If not yourself, certainly the world around you is going mm-hmm. to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of that growth process. And that's why I think the idea of or the belief system or concept, whatever you may want to call it, that African tradition called Sankofa has everything to do with those experiences that they had. Right. And they find that this is what really happens, and that you could utilize and you have to do to be able to move forward. I think it's all part of that bag of tricks in the bag of wisdom.
Right, exactly.
From that particular end. So I think it's important for us to try to say, you know, trust God, trust your spirit, and your ancestors to present wisdom to you every day, especially these days and how things are operating, that we need to have wisdom to move with us and wisdom to be part of us. A thriving relationship and moving in that is all about trying to move in a wise way in life, to be able to relate to one another. Would you not say?
I absolutely would say that. I have to agree with you on that.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
I have to because I agree. I believe it.
Okay.
And so, you know, I think that's a strong truth that was just spoken there. And so yeah, it's good.
Well, we looked at that. This next part on intimacy. Did you see that down there?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What is that?
You have to make sure. Excuse me. Make sure everything else between and around you. Okay. Here comes.
Come on.
Hold on to your seat, folks.
You know, there's some of us folks are going to have a problem with this one.
Yes. In order to be intimate with your partner, you and your partner must make sure everything else around you, sex, finances, work, family, your kids, friends, lifestyle, everything must come second to the two of you. Your jobs, I said work.
Yeah. career.
But that's one of those things that people often put first.
No doubt about it. I'm thinking myself before you go on. What popped in my mind real quickly, when kids were involved, back when those days when we were married with kids, and there was that intimate sexual intimacy. So everybody knows about this one. Ooh, I might have shut on that mic too.
I guess you know about it real well.
You're in there being romantic with your wife or your husband or your partner. And all of a sudden, knock, 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 knock. You go, knock, 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 knock.
Yeah, and then.
And then what's on the other side of the door?
That child.
Yes, that child or children.
Yes.
Always doing it every time you are ready to be intimate. They're always at the door causing trouble. Wanted to check out and see what's going on. I think they just did it on purpose. They were waiting for that.
But here's the worst side is if. If what you hear on the other side of the door involves tears.
I'm telling you, I think they said the people who we're talking to right now, trying to help this couple out right now. By the way, we do offer any kind of personal counseling, marriage counseling on
relationship counseling.
Yes. Based on at least our experience and through our show, we can help coach you through whatever you're trying to go through moving forward to, specifically moving hopefully to a thriving relationship. So make sure you get our email address or you can go to Facebook and we'll talk to you from there. That couple we've been talking to every time we start a conversation through it and it gets to many times a point that needs to be made.
Yes.
What happens?
Here comes a child.
Exactly.
And because of the fact that everybody is sheltering at home, then we have to do it live, you know, over the internet. And so because of that, one by one, they want to come in and say hi and, you know, be seen and see who they're talking to and everything. And it's really kind of funny because we're kind of like, whew, got a little bit past that one. but yeah, that's one of those things. And kids have a way of making sure that they're first in everything to the extent that what you were talking about as far as, you know, that personal intimate time, that sexual time, you know, here they come. You sometimes get regimented in it where it's like, okay, bedtime is 8:00. By 8:30, they're asleep. By 9:00, we can probably tip in, you know, that exactly. type of thing.
Exactly. So, well, you know, you besides the kids ones, we know we have the next one in some of our cultural conditionings. We have that family one, you know, the wife that I know of. I'm not saying in this one, the family's very, very strongly connected. And they basically want that daughter, which is the wife, to be mostly connected to them and not to you. And it could be a real complicated, and also it could be a pain, and I won't say the rest of it. So either it's kind of like, oh, we're never going to visit your relatives. You can go by yourself, but I'm not going. Or we don't never want them to come over because they just don't get along with me and don't want to get along. And they figure they should always be first and you should be someplace down the line.
And that goes, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. there are those, what do they call them? Mama's boys.
Yes.
Where,
I was not a mama's boy.
Where the mother is mm-hmm. just like, you know, she is not good enough and uh-huh. is right in there checking out everything, you know. Mm-hmm. But those are a lot of times stereotypes also.
Yes, yeah. Yes, so, yes.
But, you know, we, you know, the point that we're trying to make here mm-hmm. is that most people have this wrong. They don't do it where their relationship is first and it's nurtured constantly first. Mm-hmm. Everything else comes first.
And what happens is you don't get enough intimacy built up in your bank experience.
Exactly.
I can say account for you to use during the times when you can't have that experience and you are experiencing more of a functional experience in life, meaning the usual things that practically happen that you take for granted in your relationships. Mm-hmm. Things, and you use example questions like, are we functioning okay? Or you say, you know, things like, do we have enough money? Or is there a point to this conversation? Or what's broken that I need to fix? Or you ain't man enough? Or you ain't woman enough? Or is anything bleeding? All of these are very shallow kind of functional statements that are made many times. And we don't go any deeper than that. But they're not real connections. You don't get a positive, uplifting, emotional connection between one another.
Or here's the worst one. Mm-hmm. What do we have planned for today? And yes. you go down that list of, well, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to take the kids to the, mm-hmm. to, you know, you got to take so-and-so to a haircut, so-and-so to the baseball game, so-and-so to, you know, this and that. I got to do this, I got to meet with so-and-so and such. And as you're going down this list of everything that's going to take you from the time you get up until the time you go back to bed.
Yes.
There is no, and we're going to get together.
Exactly. Exactly. None at all. And in many relationships, that's how it just rolls. There is no deeper conversation. There is no intimacy that goes on. And when it does, sometimes it's very drama-like.
Mm-hmm.
It's very full of, how can I say it, like a action movie.
Yes.
and it's something that you really don't want to remember, mm-hmm. but it's there, and it caused trauma, it caused problems, it builds up a lot of the baggage that we carry into our next relationship, and it certainly does not help you when it comes to building that intimacy as part of a thriving relationship at all. No, it does not.
No. And that's one of the things that we're probably going to talk about on the other end of what are some of the things that you can do, especially now it becomes important because a lot of people have not spent this kind of time together since they've been in a relationship. And so, you know, what do you do with that time?
To
get away, you know, so that you can get back to the real connection.
So you can get back to that real connection. Well, one thing is for sure. It looks like we're getting close to our PSA time. I'm looking at the clock on the wall. Mm-hmm. Says it's almost time for that. And hey, I want to at least leave us with this before we hit to our PSA, which is, intimacy isn't a destination that you arrive at, but an ongoing journey and process within your relationship. Okay, Let's head to that PSA.
Okay. Back soon.
This is a message from the Georgia State Department of Public Health. Right now, federal and state guidelines recommend staying home if possible and limiting time in public places as precautions associated with social distancing. The more we use social distancing techniques, the more we reduce the risk of the virus spreading. This is especially important for older people and those with underlying health conditions who are most vulnerable to the virus. More information can be found at dph.georgia.gov.
You're listening to WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
WRUU is seeking to connect business and organizational partners with our diverse and passionate listeners. If you appreciate our local radio station and have the enthusiasm to cultivate sponsorship from business and organizational leaders, we have a commission-based position that might be right for you. We're looking for a non-commercial underwriting representative to take WRUU's message into the community and to further support Savannah's only community radio station. For more information, or if your business would like to support us right now, email fundraising@wruu.org.
Clean Coast is a volunteer organization which works to combat marine debris by holding monthly beach and marsh cleanups along the Georgia coast. If you would like to find out more or volunteer, you may visit cleancoast.org.
Now you have a chance to support both Savannah Independent Artists and WRUU during this shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of COVID-19. Creatives in Need is a group of independent artists hosted by the Roots Up Gallery, which is collaborating with WRUU during this shelter-in-place to offer an online art gallery at www.rootsupgallery.com. For every work of art sold at this online gallery, the artists receive 80% from the sales and 20% goes to WRUU and its programs like Art on the Air. Interested listeners can go to www.rootsupgallery.com to start shopping today.
All right, we are back again, Sharon.
Yes, and that's one of the things that we were we can talk about now. Mm-hmm. The music is what we like to play all day. That's one of the things that you can do if you and your partner like to dance, like to listen to music or anything like that. You can take some time out to share some music. That was one of the things that we did last week. We got into this music mm-hmm. before we did the
not
show.
Enough.
No,
not enough music. Not enough music. Come to think of it, while you were talking, I was thinking about how some of us remember when we were younger, high school and maybe a little bit of time after that. That's what we mostly had mm-hmm. on was music.
Yeah.
Every place we went to, we had music. I had a boom box. I had a nice stereo system in my car. I think it was the first one in the neighborhood to build a big old stereo system in my car. Made enough noise, too. But anyway, then, of course, I did my first DJ job years and years ago at a high school. What was the high school? What would it be?
dance?
No, it was a dance, but it was in a hall. I guess what you call it. That's what you call it.
In the gym.
Yeah, in the gym. Yes. And I wonder if I still got pictures around. That was years and years ago. I remember that. So music always has been like part of my life, at least. And at home, I love to have music going on. I remember having 8-track reel to reels playing music all day Sunday, especially Stevie Wonder and a lot of that beautiful songs. And on the weekdays at night, I especially had music going on, and some of my jobs required me to do some recording and music one way or the other. So music has always been part of my life. And of course, we do on River Street whenever it's open, we do music there with young people and enjoy ourselves. How about you with that music side?
Oh, I always had music around. We always had a radio. You know, the radio that you had to you know, that sat on the table. But I always had like transistor radios and things like that.
I don't know what a transistor
is. No, I was just saying
a transistor.
I was walking down memory lane.
Some people, if they're younger listening to, they don't know what a transistor radio is at all.
And you know, always something. Or I had you mentioned 8-tracks. I remember those too, and cassettes. And you know, I even had CDs were around all the time.
Yes.
When I was, you know, before everything went onto computer. To me, it's a little more difficult to have music with you all the time.
Yes. You was safe. You was the girl next door. You know, your mama was not going to let you back in that time, let you put no boom box on your shoulder or carry it. I'll be with no guy that even had one like that. Come on now.
Everybody around had music back then.
Okay. No, I was talking about the instrument that played the music.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
You had a little transistor radio.
That's what I'm talking.
Your little transistor radio.
I did because.
Your little transistor.
I had my little transistor radio because.
I can see that too. I can see the transistor radio right now. I come up and talk to you with my boombox.
I would listen to your boombox too. And the reason for it was I was a bookworm.
Okay.
And so it was easy for me to have
my little
transistor radio. If I have the choice of carrying books and a boombox, for starters, about 100 pounds soaking wet, maybe. There was no way I was going to put a big boom box on my shoulder. It was just not going to happen.
You carry that big old purse with a strap on your shoulder.
Not even as heavy as
a boom box.
Yeah,
but you know, we also carry boom boxes also too. Not the same way on always like the Spike Lee movie. I forgot what it was. The Spike Lee movie. What's his name? Raheem used to carry his
Radio
big old boom
Raheem.
Box. Exactly.
Yeah.
But God bless his soul too. At the same time, but you know, we also had boom boxes that had straps on them. So we carried them with a strap. Yeah, I had a boombox with a strap on it too. I remember all my batteries had to stuff in that thing.
was the thing, those D batteries.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I did have a larger one that had a handle on it at one time. Mm-hmm. But I liked the smaller ones because they were just easier to go, and they didn't take as many batteries. They took a 9-volt, where the bigger ones took those D batteries.
Exactly.
You only got 2 in a package, and they required 4 or 6 batteries. You know?
Exactly. Well, besides us reminiscing so much in the past, we could go all the way back to maybe tubes. But anyway, today,
no,
letting that music play in our homes is important for us to do. And maybe having some of our younger relatives, whether they are our kids or grandkids, let them hear some of those old songs and some of our old music and let them enjoy it as we did. Right along with us, outside of the fact I know every day somebody's young folks having that TV going on, or if not, they got it going on their phone, or they got their headsets on, so they're in their own music thing. Well, you know, play that old style music or younger style music. Was rap, or was it R&B or neo soul, or back further than that, some of the old. Older R&B, you know, some of that jazz and stuff like that. Let that play right now. This is your chance your time to enjoy yourself with
exactly.
that, right?
Because that bringing back those memories and the times that even if you didn't spend it together, if you didn't know each other during that part of your life, you can create new memories where you can just all of a sudden do like impromptu dancing together, and that will You know, that will intimate moment. Create intimate moments. Intimate moments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So when are we going to do this since we're talking about it?
Again?
Oh, yeah. I forgot yesterday.
Yes.
I was in the bathroom doing something, fixing on something. I can't remember. Oh, no. I was hooking up some remote speakers in the bedroom because I wanted to get some more music in there.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember what I turned on. I was old hip hop. Maybe it was
trying to remember what it was, too.
Or disco.
Yeah,
or
it was
pop.
Something like
I don't remember
that.
What it was. But it was definitely some dance music, and yeah. I was kind of dancing to it. And
I came in from the other room, and I danced into the
hands.
No, didn't have the hands out this time.
I'm like, okay, Mamma Mia. But you came in doing your usual thing, looking good too. And then we kind of danced a little bit together.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I think that's definitely no part.
We do that from time to time when the music is going on.
Let the music play.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so music is also a good connecting point.
It is.
It
very
makes
good.
People smile.
Universal yeah. love, universal language. Music is very important. What better time to be able to enjoy that together and let that time go by. That's the thing about, because, you know, a lot of us are locked into time. Right now, time controls us. This is the way that we control time.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you can easily lose your sense of time, and you begin to instantly live in just the moment, just as we talked about the wind.
Yeah.
Now, we both felt that. We lived in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And how much important right now do we need to try to live in that moment and gain those experiences? So important to gain those experiences.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you, if dancing and music isn't mm-hmm. your thing, other things that you can do as a couple
mm-hmm.
or, you know, to bring that intimacy back,
mm-hmm.
play a game. Now
yes.
don't go cutthroat with it.
you know, we're playing that kind of poker. I want to play. No,
no.
I'm sorry. No kind of poker.
No,
that kind of poker. Okay. Hey, everybody out there is listening, and you know what I'm talking
however,
about. You got a dirty mind. No, anyway.
But
what's that?
I'm not going to say anything else
okay.
about it. I'm just going to say one
okay,
little thing
what's
about
that?
It.
You, like playing, you like playing rummy? How about
on,
go fish?
Hold on. Old maid. No.
Hey, you said it. I did not.
But
I like blackjack myself,
but
go ahead.
No. The thing that I was going to say is you were talking about
mm-hmm.
poker, and you were saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't want to play that poker. Well, that can lead to one side of that intimacy that
mm-hmm.
we didn't talk about.
Yes, it could.
Know, so,
oh, yeah.
So we're not gonna poo-poo
but,
that.
But yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I never thought about that. But
that wasn't what I had
in
mind.
It's family friendly, so we got to keep it family friendly. But you younger people out there, you already know what we're talking about. Older people, yeah, need to know about that from that end. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. the games that I was talking about
mm-hmm.
were things like chess. Like
yes.
one of the things that I'm going to do is we're going to get back to teaching me how to play chess.
I know she's going to bring that
yes.
up because I played chess a lot when I was younger. I taught my son to play chess. Now, I don't play what they call time chess whatsoever, but I play usually the old man chess or the slower chess. I love doing that. I love the kind of theory behind it, all that good stuff. And
but I just want
to. I know.
Play,
I
learned
we,
to
we,
play
we,
chess.
We taught you how to do that, and I'll be honest with you. The reason why I don't teach you anymore because you almost beat me.
Well,
you almost now you know the truth
guess
is
what?
Out.
I didn't
being,
even know
I'm
that.
I'm being transparent. You almost beat me. And
I
I'm
had
like,
no
nah,
clue.
I can't
well,
let that happen.
If it's any consolation, you're going to have to start all over
well,
again.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Well, we do need to
yes,
do that.
Pull out the chess set because we you
yeah.
have that beautiful chess.
We do.
Set.
I think we lost a couple of pieces.
No,
I don't
we
know
don't.
Where
I know exactly
oh,
where
oh,
they are.
Wow, I'm really in trouble now. She's been keeping track of this. So let me ask you something besides that. There's a game that you like to play that is culturally authentic, and especially in many of our urban communities. Comes all the way back from the Caribbean islands. Of course, Jamal probably know more about this even me. Mr. Jamal Terry, a very good historian, African-American history historian, especially Gullah Geechee historian here in the Savannah, Georgia area. But is that game called the Bones, or are they called what?
Dominoes.
Dominoes. Now, when she say it, because she can play the game.
I
really never learned playing dominoes, though a lot of the guys I was around and the ladies around played dominoes, but I really never learned how to play it. And I know I was supposed to, you were supposed to be teaching me.
Yes. I'll teach you to play dominoes. You teach me to play chess.
Okay. Well, let me beat you in dominoes. I'll let you beat me in chess.
I definitely will at least once. At least. But I'm gonna tell you how bad it was with dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes you just have to think outside the box.
Okay.
And I did a lot of outside the box thinking when my kids were growing up.
Okay. Now. I don't know what you're doing many times outside of the box, but yeah, you do. Go ahead.
So when my kids were growing up, there were a lot of things that I did outside the box. I taught them the alphabet by watching Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
And I taught them how to, you know, certain words by watching Wheel of Fortune.
Also, games.
I taught them, exactly.
Morning games. What are they called? Wow, that hit my ear. Morning games? What are they called?
Morning games?
No, what's the game? Game shows. Game shows.
And so.
Like Steve Harvey has one. Is that the one like Steve Harvey's one?
Yeah, that's a game show.
Okay.
But I used to use Wheel of Fortune because it's quick enough and it's spaced out enough and it's repetitive enough that they can catch up on it. So they learn words like thee and, you know,
vowel
things like that.
Thither.
Yeah, and all the different letters of the alphabet and whatnot. So anyway, dominoes I used to teach them to count.
Wow.
And so, because, you know, and so I also taught them how to play dominoes at the same time.
Oh, you did. So did you go out and try to get them to make some money? So you started a dominoes cartel and you were like the queen of it and y'all made a whole bunch of money. Is that what happened?
Don't tell my secrets.
Oh, okay. You didn't bring that to the table then. You must have spent it all then.
I did.
And so
this is how bad it got.
What's that?
When, you know, I taught them when they were little and we played and everything.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when my daughter came home and she was real excited because she had been shopping someplace.
Okay.
And she came across a double nine.
A double nine.
Yeah.
For everybody out there who knows what a double nine is, you really do. I don't know what a double nine is.
Anyway, it was. It's on the cube, on the bone.
Okay.
It's separated into two parts.
You mean it's right on your bone?
Yes.
Your bony bone?
Uh-huh. It's separated into two parts. And it has the same amount of dots on each side.
Same amount of dots, okay.
Yes, and so that would be the highest it goes. Most of them are like fives and stuff like that.
Fives and six and sevens.
Yeah, but this was like a double nine or something. I don't know. It was a ridiculous number.
Okay.
And she was like, Mom, we got this. I got this, and we got to play. And we sat down at the table, and we played this dominoes game for like hours.
For hours? Oh man!
Yeah. So we were really hooked on dominoes.
Hey, I feel. How can I say it? I'm in the presence of a domino queen. I didn't even know it. Well, hey, let's hope those who are listening, hope they would take their time out and stop playing some dominoes wherever they're at. You know, get in the house and play some dominoes. I remember some of the guys that I used to play dominoes. Man, they'd be slamming the dominoes on the table, on the floor.
Oh yeah, it can get really animated. I'm not the animated type.
I've seen some bad things happen over the game
but
dominoes.
They can get very animated, and sometimes it's fun to watch the animation of them, especially when they start talking trash and stuff.
Exactly. It's don't forget, you got to talk some trash. I mean, make sure it's some good trash. I mean, not, you know, real trashy trash, especially if you got your kids in front of you. Your kids know the trash, shame on you.
Yeah,
but
we're
talking about thriving relationships. So thriving relationship, you can talk some good, clean trash to at the same time. Just make sure you clean up.
Friendly.
Make sure you clean up after it's all over.
Yeah, just friendly joking type of thing.
Well, she used the word joke. I say trash. But anyway, okay. Yeah. You say tomato?
Well, I said friendly, joking type of trash.
Okay, you say tomato. I say tomato.
Exactly.
I was also thinking while you were, you know, reminiscing. I was thinking about how in another relationship, because you know this is our second marriage, both of us on this side. You were married for how many years?
28.
And I was married for 16. So if you put it together, we've been in a relationship both together for how long?
about 40
years. Too long.
Years.
No, okay, 46 years.
50 years. Well, when you add on us together, we are like 60-odd years.
Exactly. That's what I said, too long.
Yeah.
But my point was in the first relationship I had, a marriage I was into, I remember a game that her and I used to play together, which was we actually did some pickup ball together. That's right. I taught her
what
how to
pick up.
Well, see that you don't know because you the lady that's and that sits in the window when it comes to neighborhood. So you don't know anything about this. And those who know what pickup ball is, they know exactly what I'm talking about. So I taught her because she could play a little bit of basketball.
Oh, basketball pickup game.
Yeah, pickup
game.
So what we would do is we would head to certain basketball courts that I knew of where some of the hardhead guys were not there, but just guys just like to go out and play. And her and I would go out and I would kind of piddle around there. Piddle around the park itself where it's at, kind of look a little bit like we're just spectators. And she would, you know, come along with me just looking good and all that good stuff. And then I would challenge him to a basketball game. I'd say, you know, this is my wife and we just want to play some basketball here. I'll be glad to play some basketball with you. You know, we're not going to, you know, bet too much because that was thing that you do on the court, we're just playing. And the guys were like, yeah, whatever. They laugh and give us a hard time all the time. I said, no, I mean it. So we would go out and play together. And here's what the key thing that we did as we plotted the scheme was basically the guys never wanted to touch her. Because, you know, you do that. There's a
hand check.
Goes right in the back. Sometimes it goes down a little bit further.
Yeah.
Or
touch on the hip.
Exactly. Yeah. They would never want to touch her. They were like real scared and nervous and stuff. And because of that, she could get away because she could dribble. She could get away where they were too busy on her that they could throw the ball to me. And when they threw the ball to me, the first thing they think, well, you know he can't play. We know he can play. As when they came through the ball to me, she would always get in a good position. Position where I could easily just toss her the ball, and guess what happened?
She would lay it in.
Yeah, I taught her how to do some layups, easy as could be. And I'm telling you, I don't know how many times we cleaned up on the basketball court doing that. I mean, seriously, it was fun.
Wow.
That was fun. And just bring back to my mind now what an intimate time that was.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. And some other things that you can do is. You can build something together.
Yes. Yeah. We built a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, we have.
What did we build? We built that patio out there.
Yeah, we put the patio out there. Mm-hmm. We've built
tents.
We're not even going to
talk
about
sterile systems together. PA systems together.
Exactly.
We built a lot. We built that thing at the head of our bed. We built those shelves and stuff in the garage.
Yeah.
Oh, we built a lot of stuff together.
Yeah. So. You know, that's one of those things. We're getting ready to build some planters.
Yes, you are going to be behind that one.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's, here's the one more that's a real, real good one. A couple's massage.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know couples should ever get into that.
They should.
I thought you could only go to massage parlors to get that done when you do that couple massage thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You need to get away from that.
Okay.
You go to a spa. Uh-huh. And you get a massage and you love them.
You love the people who are doing the spa?
I love the massage.
Oh, you love the massage
in
the spa.
Because a couple's massage is very, very
intimate. Did we ever have one?
We've had several.
Oh, yeah, going all the way back to Denver. I don't like that experience in Denver that we have massage time, really.
That really
turned out ugly. I'll
that
be
really
honest
wasn't
with you.
That was
cool.
We're not even going to think about that
one.
Let's have happy memories.
Well,
let's get a zen moment.
I do know this, that the massage I do like right now is a Swedish massage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it. It doesn't dig
in
the bones. It don't dig in the skin.
Right.
It's real relaxing, and I don't care what anybody says. That's the only kind of massage I like.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because one of them we had, remember, it was a special situation. And, you know, you ended up in, after the massage, you spent some time in the hot tub. It was,
You
remember that?
And yeah, that was
champagne.
Real cool.
It was a...
Champagne, too? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was
that
a...
That was too cool. So it was right here in Savannah.
Yeah, it was
a
Valentine's special or
something
like that.
We had to talk to her about it. Maybe get her on our show or get her to help us out with the show or something like that. But yeah, I remember that. I don't know if she's still around, couldn't think of it, but that was a very beautiful time.
It was. It definitely was.
Well, let me ask you something. What are we going to be talking about next week? Because the show is now getting real close to coming to the end. What do you think we're going to talk about next week?
Next week.
Because we're ending the intimacy today. I mean, this is it.
And next week, it will be responsibility.
You have been listening to Taking the Journey Together on WRUU. We hope we left you with some information to smooth your relationship journey. If you have any relationship questions that you'd like us to explore, send us an email to ttjt@takingthejourney-together.com or post on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TTJ together.
Until next Saturday at 9 a.m., enjoy your journey together. The viewpoints expressed in the preceding program were not necessarily those of WRUU, its license holder, or its staff.